You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? Kel Strawls and Megan Murray here, and you are listening to Girls Talking Boys in partnership with SB Nation. As always, hello.
Happy Friday, everybody.
From your favorite sniffly twins. I don't know about you guys, but I honestly haven't had enough time to look, but it's like allergies, sinuses. Someone said there was like a dust thing going on, and I was like, I don't know what it is, but I'm dying this week. And I look like a tragedy. I feel like a tragedy, but yet we're here.
Here's the thing. I don't think I've gotten sick this often in like years.
I know.
And I hate it. Like, I feel like I'm in a constant state of being a sick little noodle, and I don't like it.
Oh, why you got to pick on the noodles like that? I feel like carbs, what did the carbohydrate do to you, Megan?
What if it was like a rice noodle and something like really boring?
I would like a rice noodle. I eat rice noodles.
Actually, I love rice noodles. All noodles are beautiful.
Yeah, this is fair. Totally fair. We are joined by
on food, to be honest with you. So
yeah. That. Speaking of noodles, Austin Man himself is joining us tonight.
That transition? If y'all don't know, well, I'm not going to blow up the spot too much. I'll just say a local restaurant does a pasta night every week. And if you follow Dave, you know which one it is.
Yes.
And he has this ongoing meme relationship with them. So, you know, that's the Pasta Man.
The owner of the restaurant last night was like, tonight was one of your better efforts. And I was like, the fact that you know who I am and what I post on my Instagram is troubling for my bank account.
Does he really?
Yeah, but yeah, it's a good time.
That's actually phenomenal.
Hey, it's really fun living in the same neighborhood as your friends until they need a favor from you. And that's how you wind up doing podcasts that you didn't expect to be on.
So before we dive into the actual content you guys came here for the podcast, I need to make sure that you all are also aware of an ongoing trend that Megan and I have. And the trend is Megan texting me it's more like we text each other on like Wednesday or most of the time Thursday. And we're like, hey, podcast tonight. And I'm like, yeah, we should get a guest. And I'm like, she's like, we totally should. And I'm like, yeah, I'll plan that for next time. And then she actually texted me on Monday and was like, let's plan ahead. And I was like, thumbs up. And then she texted me on today. She goes, well, it's Thursday. And I was like, yep. Here we are again. Should we have the same conversation that we've been having for 4 weeks? Because I'm down, and that's where you came in. I'm sorry that I just told you you were the backup plan.
You think I didn't know that? If you're asking, you're literally like, if you're asking me to do it, that's like our big plan fell through and we know you'll probably say yes.
Or we didn't have a big plan and we both feel terrible. So come liven us up.
I'll give you the pass because you both feel under the weather as long as you don't get me sick.
No, I did take a COVID test just to confirm. And then I also took an immunity shot. I just think it's like all the things right now.
I was like 100% convinced that I had COVID.
Yeah.
I'm still not unconvinced. So tomorrow I'm going to take another one, but we'll see. I was like, I haven't gotten it yet. So I'm just like kind of waiting for it to nip me in the butt.
Yeah.
I'm tempting fate by saying this out loud, but I don't care. I don't have any allergies and I don't get sick.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Oh, he's going to get COVID like next week.
I don't remember. Like, I would say like once or
twice. First week on the new job, COVID.
That would be the irony of all ironies. Well, I can, fortunately it's July and I can do my job from home. So I got that going for me, but
hey-o.
I don't, I like once a year, I like maybe get the sniffles when the weather changes, like in the fall, but like, I don't remember the last time I was
sick. You could have, if you asked me this time last year, if I got sick, I'd be like, nope. Look at me this year. I've been sick like 5 different times. One being the flu. Don't get the flu.
That just means you're knocking out like 2 years of sickness in one sweep. That's all.
Well, I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was not the package deal we were looking for.
Yeah.
This isn't a Costco.
I was looking for freedom and drinking in bars and stuff. Not being sick in my house and not eating pasta. Like, I'm wrong.
Living the... You're missing out on the dream. It was chicken tortellini with vodka sauce last night. I went and got margaritas with an old friend of mine today. Just like, I'm living my best life, people.
Wow.
Just want y'all to know.
He's unemployed for 2 weeks, so he's really like laying it on thick here.
I've never been unemployed while knowing that it was going to expire. Like every other time in my life, I've been unemployed against my will. So
have you been unemployed a lot?
No, but I've been unemployed a couple of times before.
Oh,
stuff happens, you know. But not in a while. And when you're unemployed, but also know that you know where your next paycheck is coming from, like that's a pretty great feeling.
Where's my dog, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, good deal. He's taken care of.
I was like, is he not sitting right next to you?
No, I was like, well, we lost the puppy while we were doing this. Yeah, no, it's, I'm happy for you that you are. I had 1 week of fun employment in between the new job I just started, and it was honestly pretty great. It was like, I highly recommend if you can build it into your transitional periods.
It's yeah, do that. I mean, for anybody that's thinking about changing jobs, make sure you fight for some time off. It feels wonderful.
Well, actually, I'm not sure that like everyone, I'll be honest with you. I went to a Rangers game on Tuesday. And I texted Dave, this is the one time this has ever happened to me. And someone actually recognized me and they're like, are you Kelsey Charles? And I was like, excuse me, like, did I park my car like a jerk or like, why, what the heck? And then immediately afterwards, they were like, where's Dave? So, you know, needless to say, they just, it's a package deal-ish kind of thing, as is with all the people on this show right now. So can you just remind the people the big massive life transition that you're going through, that's maybe not that massive, but so that the interwebs know if they miss the announcement.
The end of an era and the beginning of another.
Correct.
I quit my job with the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow. You got to say it like that. Huh?
9 years. I said, this has been, I said, this has been real. This has been wonderful. Some great memories were made. Some wonderful friendships were established, but it's time for something new. But the funny thing is like, not a whole lot's changing. I'm going to start as Fox Sports's Cowboys guy in a couple of weeks.
Hey-o.
So I'll still be kicking around doing all the same annoying stuff I've always done, just for a different company. So yeah, Fox Sports, you can find me there starting very soon.
That's super exciting. I'm really, really proud of you, just to reiterate.
I appreciate that. And it is a sign of my love for y'all that I'm doing your podcast during my 2 weeks of downtime right before the season starts.
Well, so one of the things that I am really intrigued about is that I feel like you're going to be, I don't want to give away like a ton of the stuff that you're going to be doing, because I think.
Because I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah. Well, listen,
We're working on that.
We're working on that.
This is the time for planning and putting game plans together and all that type of stuff.
Obviously Dave is a really great tweeter, right? Like, he's an amazing follow. He's got a lot of like, you know, good, just energy and all of that. But I want to know, like, you know, just two things. I would like to do like a little bit of like some reflection on the past 9 years since we're closing the chapter. And then I also want to know, like, you know, fun, interesting, like, concepts or storylines that you're kind of looking forward to diving into this upcoming season, because I feel like that's one of the things that I'm personally most excited to hear from you is more of like your feature stuff that I feel like you're so amazing at. No, are you saying no to that? You told me you were going to do more of that.
No, I absolutely am. I'm just not going to give it away to you right here.
Well, I know.
Like
maybe like some hints.
Hey, how about I just throw out great story ideas that I have on a podcast in the summer so that other people can think of them.
Okay. Fine.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay. Fine.
But I will. Yeah, I'm definitely that type of stuff. I mean, I'm the cool thing about this job is, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved working with all the people at DallasCowboys.com, but I'm kind of I'm a one man band for the time being. So I'm really being able to sort of decide which way to take things. I think that'll be really fun.
That will be really fun.
The lone wolf.
The lone
it wolf. Me. Yeah. Yeah.
It, when did you do any like reflecting back on like your time at the Cowboys? Because like, I know I did some for you. Like, I think it was, I was in this like emo period. I know I was, where I was hormonal right when you were putting in your notice. And I was like, oh my gosh, like going back to like all of the memories of, you know, times at Cowboys with you. When you, did you have any of those moments at all where you were kind of thinking back and like, I want to hear some of your favorites?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, 9 years anywhere, let alone in a job like that cool and that surreal. Yeah, I think I spent like the last week, like really reflecting on a lot of that stuff. And it sounds corny. I mean, it's a really cool job and you get to go places and meet people that you would never do otherwise. But like the thing that really sticks out to me and that I'll carry with me is just the relationships. I mean, I know both of y'all because of my time at the Cowboys, really. I mean, I worked with you, Kelsey, but like I met Megan through a friend of mine at the Cowboys. So like I owe a lot to that. I mean, I spent the last week like hearing from people, like no offense to them, like people that I had forgotten I worked with. Like, we spent 2 years together from like 2013 to 20, feel like, oh my God, how are you? Like, I forgot about all these memories that have been, you know, kind of tucked away in my brain. And then people that I've been together a lot longer with, like, you know, freaking Brian Broaddus, Taylor Stern.
I was going to say Taylor Stern wrapped up your time at the Cowboys pretty well with that montage.
Yeah. Didn't she? yeah. And then like the professional memories, obviously too. I mean, getting to go to Starkville with Dak Prescott, getting to go to Jerry Jones's Hall of Fame induction, getting to go to his Hall of Fame after party.
you laugh because you're not going to tell the stories in there.
That is not a story that will be told publicly by me.
That's fair.
And hopefully not by you either.
I would never tell that story.
No,
there's not even a story. Like we're
actually, yeah, I mean, there's like, yeah, that's privileged information for correct. Like the whole company probably feels that way.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I mean, shoot, like just getting to be around the team all the time, getting to like, I spent the last week, cause like OTAs and minicamp were going on.
Right.
I made it a point to try to personally say bye to like all of the long timers that have been there like most of the time that I have. So like Dak, Zeke, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin.
Dak even signed a football for you, which I thought was so nice.
He did. That was very nice of him.
And it was like, for the record, it was like from him to Dave, like not like Dave being like, hey man, I'm leaving. Like, which to me personally says like, the impact that you have, you know, the relationships that you've made with the team, which is kind of cool. Like, and again, like you're not going anywhere. People are just excited for you. And like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's, it was a funny conversation, like to a man, all of them, like, I was like, I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving. Actually, I told DeMarcus Lawrence and I was like, yeah, so like, I'm leaving, but I'm going to a new company, but like, I'll still be around. And he was like, oh, that's great, man. And then I was like, yeah, but like, I'm still covering the team. And he said, he was like, oh, so you'll still be asking all them dumbass questions or something. I was like, oh yeah, trust me. Like that's not changing or something like that. Yeah. So it was, and it's just, it was weird to reflect, man. Like, you know, Zach Martin's going to the Hall of Fame. And I went to pick him up from the airport the weekend that he got drafted. And like thinking about stuff like that is just very surreal.
That is really surreal.
Yeah. So yeah, it was very, I mean, you know me, like I would rather die than show any kind of emotion or vulnerability. So like I held it all in check pretty well, but it was definitely a surreal week.
Meg, do you have a favorite Dave Cowboys memory?
On the spot.
I feel like a lot of like training camp memories are fun. Like when you come out to camp, that was a blast.
Yeah. I was like, let me count the things. I got to watch him win an Emmy, which was made me very proud of him.
Yeah. This is not what I thought the show would be for anybody listening.
Like, that's like David's yearbook.
That's like, let's stroke Dave's ego for the 40 minutes. No, but yes, that was a lot of fun.
That was really, I like that one. I'm trying to think, like, I feel like a lot of them are like around like training camp. Like training camp is just like such a unique, like microcosm of an experience that you just don't even know what to expect until you get there. And then you just, it doesn't exist anywhere else. In my personal opinion.
Yeah. It's very much like, I mean, it's literally like summer camp just for a football team instead of, you know, high school kids or middle school kids, whatever.
Yeah.
Should all go to it.
We should all go to it. Yeah. I mean, like, I remember like when I was looking back at my time at Cowboys, like I was like, gosh, I did like the ALS bucket ice bucket challenge with Bryant, you know, like all these like random things you just like don't realize are just so unique until you take a step back and you're like, oh, I'm not going to be doing that anymore. Like that was my, like, just so crazy to think about.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it is a very, it's an incredibly fun place to work that definitely offers you a unique window into a very select world. Is that the right way to, I mean, it's just, you know, you wind up in a lot of rooms where you never could have dreamed you would be. That's for damn sure.
So this is your 10th season covering the team?
Yes.
Okay, so if let's really lean into the 10-year theme that I'm sure no one else is going to do, but I'm going to do it for you. Looking back at like juxtaposition, like the team then versus now, like, do you feel like, like, what are some like this, just like the biggest changes in your mind? I'm sure this team thought they would have had like 10 million Super Bowls by now.
You know, what's funny is like,
or do you feel like it's like same team, different people?
No. Well, so
things haven't changed.
I got a take for you, which I'm giving something away. I should write about this at the new job. Maybe I still will, but like, I really feel like things are coming full circle for the Cowboys, and not necessarily in a good way.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got here, they were at the tail end of the Romo era. Like, right. we didn't really know that at the time, but like, you know, it was pretty obvious that the team wasn't as good as like the 07 and 09 teams that got to the playoffs, the 07 team that should have gone further than it did. sorry. But it was like, man, like they're really counting on Romo to pick up like a lot of slack here. Like, yeah, he's got Dez and he's got Miles Austin, but like, this offensive line is not what it used to be. And the defense doesn't really have a lot of star power. And so Romo, like certainly my first year, I mean, that was right in the middle of like that streak of 8-8 seasons where it was like, well, Tony, hope you can figure this out. And I think this team is better than that. Like, this team isn't like that, but you know, they've got star power on both sides of the ball. But like, I look at this team right now and I'm like, man, they expect Dak to deliver on that salary. Like, and Dak is all of a sudden, what, this is year 7 for him. I mean, he's not a kid anymore. And you look at, you're like, man, this receiver core ain't what it used to be. And this offensive line, hopefully they fixed it, but we don't know that right now. Like, this offensive line might be a little bit of a problem spot. Like I said, I think the roster is overall better. Like, there's more talent on defense. They've got CeeDee Lamb. They've still got Zeke, like, yada, yada, yada. But I was thinking about that the other day where I'm like, man, I can kind of see some parallels here where
it's like how far they've come, but maybe not at all.
They literally, well, I think they're at the start of a new cycle. Like, they were at the end of the Romo cycle. Dak showed up and kind of kickstarted this new era. And now we're transitioning into a phase where it's like, okay, we're not trying to help a young quarterback as much as we can. We are trying to put it on our franchise quarterback.
Right.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
At what point does it become like, I feel like in the final years of the Romo era, it was like a, okay, now we're in a win, you have to win now moment in time. And I actually don't feel like this team is there yet because it feels like there's so many question marks that need to be filled. But like, how many years down the road do you think it will be until it becomes one of those situations where you're like, okay, like Dak is no longer, like you just said, like, I mean, he's in what, year seven?
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me to think.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
time flies when you're having fun, man.
Time does fly.
I knew that, but I didn't know that, you know?
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun and when you're waiting for the Cowboys to get over the hump.
Oh, so like, at what point does that become a narrative? If we're talking about cyclical narratives with this team, does that one start to reemerge into the conversation?
It's starting now. Like,
sweet.
It's, and like, again, like
Megan, if you guys could see Megan's face right now,
and it's,
I won't take a photo because we're both not feeling great, but I just,
you
know,
go right ahead.
You could see this look on her face of just disdain, of like cowboy, pure Cowboys dismay.
It's not like, I'm not saying like, oh, Dak isn't getting any younger. He's running out of time. That's not the case at all. Like, that could play for another decade. But I think he's in a situation where like he's being asked to do more with less right now. And again, it's year seven. And like, it's easy to imagine all of a sudden it's like, holy crap, Dak is 33 and they're, you know, if it's not going to happen now, when's it going to happen? I mean, like, we're not there yet, but I think we're inching into that phase of his career where it's like, okay, like, again, like, you're not young anymore. Like, the time is now. If you're gonna, like, you're like, he's in the prime of his career right now. Like, he's got a few years of his prime to play, but now is the time to like take advantage of that.
Well, it's just like what you were saying. It's annoying to notice trends like that are like cyclical, like when people try to bring back low-rise jeans, or when Kelsey brings back the poof without consulting me.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, she's wearing the poof in her hair right now. If you
it's
don't know,
desperation move.
But like, the last thing that I would like to bring back is, we are going to make our quarterback run because we don't trust our offensive line.
Ooh,
I don't think they're going to make him run more. I just, like, in the sense of like carrying the ball, but I do think they are going, yeah, like I think they're going to need to rely on
everyone his hounding Jerry for a billion years to like fortify the O-line, and I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, they really need and I've said this a few times, like I feel so much better about the Tyler Smith pick than I did in April. He's a really impressive.
Really?
Yeah, he's a very impressive guy. And I mean, it's early to, like, I don't know how good of a player he's going to be, but I'm very impressed by his approach and his demeanor. I think he, for a guy who just turned 21, I think he understands being a pro football player, which is half the battle for a young guy.
Wow.
So I feel better about that, but again, like, but they need it. They need him to be good right away. Cause yeah, like, I mean,
yeah,
on paper right now, you can't say the offensive line is better than it was last year. Like you're replacing 4+ year starters in Lyle Collins and Connor Williams with one guy who's never played in the NFL and one guy in Terrence Steele, who's played 2 seasons. Like,
and Tyron Smith is hurting again.
I was going to say, and at this point, you just need to, and maybe they'll get lucky this year, but you should enter every season assuming that you can write Tyron's name on the injury report at least, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. So
hey, call me Debbie Downer, but it just feels like we're like losing blood and they're just trying to stop the bleeding and not like cauterize the wound.
Yeah, I think I agree with that, but again, I mean, you know, I think Jerry Jones is an optimist to an insane degree, in my opinion. Like he said,
he's the king of spin.
He said something after the draft where he was like, well, we think we can get a Micah Parsons type of impact from this year's draft class, just like last year. And I was like, you think you're going to find a rookie of the year caliber player 2 years in a row? Like how often does that happen, man? So like, and I mean, anything's possible. Maybe Tyler Smith will start playing and maybe Sam Williams will be the truth from the get-go, but like I don't buy that now. And so like looking at it right now, it's just like, yeah, I'm with you. This feels like a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
But a Band-Aid can turn into a long-term solution real quick. Like when Micah Parsons steps into the lineup and you're like, oh crap, this guy's amazing.
Yeah.
This Terrence Steele guy that we were afraid to put on the field last year is actually a pretty good player all of a sudden. Like, where the hell did that come from? So
I'm fine with that being how it shakes out. It's just, you know, a little unsteady going into.
Yeah, I'm with you completely, Meg. I just like, it feels like their whole strategy heading into this season is like, well, we worked some magic last year. We can do it again. And I'm like, that doesn't make me feel very good.
You're like, that's not a strategy. That's a pipe dream.
Right. Like just because, to use the oil analogy, like just, you know, Jerry Jones worked in oil. Like just because you struck a well last time doesn't mean the next one's going to be a hit too.
Okay. So we kind of talked about like cyclical things and themes that we've seen with this team. What's one, another one, and maybe the most important one, I don't have one in mind, but like if you had to pick one that you're like, absolutely not, do not repeat. Like if we could just, you know, use our hindsight and look back on the Cowboys teams of the past and just say, okay, key learnings, I see where this train is heading and we really need to redirect and we cannot do XYZ ever again.
Well, it's too late for one of those.
Oh no.
I thought they learned a very valuable lesson when they sent Dez away in 2018 and didn't really do anything to address it.
Oh.
And it turns out it wasn't that valuable of a lesson because they did the same thing to Amari Cooper not a whole long time later. Now, I will give them the credit of saying they did a little bit more. They did draft Jalen Tolbert. Maybe James Washington can be good. I'm not over that. I'm not over the idea of sending away a Pro Bowler when you clearly have a team that's like in a window to, like, you know, they're in that conversation. Like maybe they're not as good as the Rams or the Bucks, but like they're certainly good enough to win the East and like be in that conversation. And they were like, let's take this very obvious strength of our roster and make it worse. Like I'm not over that.
They're like, bye.
I'm not. And I get it. Like there's monetary reasons. I think they were I think they were tired of Amari's like personality or like his fit. You know, you always hear whispers after stuff like that about like, oh, we need more dogs. Maybe he wasn't enough of a dog, whatever you want to say. All I know is he's like a four-time Pro Bowler.
Well, I mean, the irony is that he went to the Jeepo de Wound.
He did. Oh my God. I haven't thought about the Jeepo de Wound in forever.
Did you really just, what did you just do?
It's the dog pound, but they back put up when, signs wrong.
Back when I was like, that was not a spoonerization.
No, it wasn't.
But I know it was something.
The spoonerization would be the pog bound.
One of my favorite F-ups ever was them mixing up the words of the sign.
Yeah, so that was
instead of dog pound.
That was back when they couldn't buy a win too. So it was like It was like as if this franchise wasn't coming. Enough.
Yay.
Yeah. Which they're embarrassing for entire other reasons right now. So
absolutely.
That's their problem to worry about.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Okay. At least Amari can't hurt us when he's there.
True.
I'm still in pain.
I don't, and like,
you want to talk about the Broncos? Because ow.
Yeah. No.
What did the Broncos do?
Stole my man's.
Oh, Randy. Duh. Sorry.
Randy!
Yeah, that's... I mean...
Megan's never shopping at Walmart ever again.
Literally. Actually, that's not hard because I don't go there anyways.
I will say I feel better. I mean, I would have signed Randy. I do think that they will miss Randy, but like...
Is this a
democracy? I have a really bad habit of just like reopening my wound every chance I get.
So people don't think I'm just completely down on everything Cowboys. Like, I think they did a decent job of fixing the Randy situation. Like, they spent a high pick on an edge rusher who was a very good college player.
Your favorite institution.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about where he played. Fowler has potential, and Dorrance is a good player who's still young. Like, I think Dorrance just turned 25.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I thought you were going to say like, and Dorrance is Dorrance.
No, like
that's what you're going to say.
Dorrance be Dorrancing.
Well, it's funny though. Dorrance just be out here Dorrancing. No, it's funny. Like, Dorrance is a very good player, especially considering where they found him. You know, they got him in the fourth round, but somebody asked me that the other day. Somebody was like, you think Dorrance is really going to push for like starter caliber snaps this year? I was like, he damn well better. He's on a, like, my expectations change completely when you sign however many million dollar deal. I mean, he ain't making Randy money, but he's making good money. Like, he better be ready to take another step because they need him to.
Two things. Only one thing. One comment and one question. I know we say that and we're like, okay, well, we paid you. But like, or the team paid you and now you better step up. But then you think about it, like in terms of like the market, what the market commands. And I know that these aren't guys that are actually like working against the true like market asking price for like the highest caliber of individuals. But like, at the same time, we've talked about how the market works and it's like, okay, the demand sets the market. And so like, you can say all you want that you don't want to pay Dak X amount of money. But if the market's commanding that, and that's what he's going to be paid. So like all that to say, is it fair to even have that commentary of like, well, yeah, now he's getting paid like X amount. I expect X from him. If that's just what the going rate of the market is.
Well, if you don't,
it's a very long winded way of saying a very simple thing.
You're
welcome.
If you don't think he's worth it, if you don't think he's worth it, then don't pay him then.
But it's not even worth about that. It's a black and white. It almost becomes like a black and white mentality. Like, you have to.
I get what you don't have to, though. Clearly you don't have to because they didn't sign Randy. And on top of that, and I mean, yeah, there's any number of situations where like, if a team says like, oh, we just can't make it work. Really, at the end of the day, that means they don't want to make it work.
Wow.
And on top of that, like, you know, Dorrance didn't set the market or anything. Like, he signed a nice, like, mid-level type of contract. So I'm not asking him to be DeMarcus Lawrence. I'm just asking him. I basically need him to do what he did last year or maybe a little bit more.
Either be a dog or get sent to the Jeepo de Wound.
Or Denver, as it turns out.
The Jeepo de Wound.
Yeah, but he was a dog. So That analogy doesn't work.
Still is.
R.I.P.
We're Randy fans on this podcast.
Big Randy fans.
If anyone listening didn't know that, welcome.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm sure that's been established.
Then you're not a regular here.
Everyone's like, Megan, please shut up about Randy. And I'm like, I can't.
You're like, unclear, but no. Is that?
I wish I could, but I can't.
All right. Well, we only have 4 minutes to wrap up this podcast because there's a very important thing happening in 4 minutes that I realized that I need to figure out how to get access to. So I'm going to need 2 minutes to get access to said show, which is Southern Charmed.
I was going
to
say they're watching Southern Charmed. It's not that serious.
It is very serious, actually.
I'm very serious about it.
I know you are.
Me too.
It's
the one reality TV show that I'm almost as serious as Megan Ann.
Meg's got it. Yard. You can just go over there if you can't get it on here.
Oh, T-God.
I can give you my Peacock TV login.
Oh! I love it.
I'm going home to watch more of The Boys, which I highly recommend for anybody that likes that superhero type of stuff.
I would imagine that the boy that I'm dating is sitting across us in the room.
Oh, I already sold Doug on it before we got on.
I feel like you just soft launched your relationship on our podcast.
I did just soft launch our relationship.
I didn't say it. So you.
She said it.
You went ahead and said his name. So blew the cover. So thanks so much.
Sorry.
I was trying to do this whole like play it coy.
If you were playing it coy, you wouldn't have said anything.
Okay, listen.
So
I don't appreciate you calling it out.
I'm just saying.
And he's sitting in the room and he's mortified.
It's okay.
Welcome to it.
Sorry, Doug.
Baby.
I think he's got a pretty good idea of what he has signed up for by now. So it's fun.
Yeah, he's the exact opposite of me, which is probably why it works. So anyways, any final words on what people can look for in your future work? How can we publicize you on our really amazing podcast?
You will see me when the time is right.
That was very kind of
me when the time
is right. I'm enjoying the hell out of like not being visible.
You're like Broadus right now, where Broadus is like, I'm walking off and going fishing for a while.
Hey.
See you when I see you.
Look, you guys, like, I love technology and being present on social media as much as anybody, but like, it's pretty kick-ass, like, unplugging for a little while. I would highly recommend.
I don't believe you that you haven't like been on Twitter every day.
Oh, I didn't say that. I've been on Twitter every single day, but like, I haven't like, first of
all, that's not unplugging.
It's unplugging compared to my usual life. And I'll say
sit and watch The Boys with your phone open the entire time.
That's fine. Dude, I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me if you don't want to. Like, y'all asked me to do this show, and I immediately was like, I have no idea what's going on with the Cowboys. Like, I really haven't checked in on the team in the last week. Like, I couldn't tell you anything.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
You know, they cut their mini camp short anyways, so who cares?
Yeah, but, you know, like, I saw a story today where it was something – it was some story about something Jerry said recently. And I was like, oh, I didn't see this. And then I was like, you know what? It's not my responsibility to care about
some this. Story yeah. about something Jerry said recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
And he goes, don't care.
I didn't even read it. I was just like, you know what? It'll be there when I start my new job, which is not right now. And then I carried on with my day.
I respect
been it. Going to happy hours. Been watching TV, which like I don't watch a lot of TV.
Been so playing that's with like, my puppy.
Been pet sitting for Kelsey. Wow, I do a lot of favors for you.
Same, vice versa.
It's been great.
Catch up on Stranger Things.
I'll be back in July. Yeah, I need to. Stranger Things is next.
July's next week. It's not like that's like 10 years. Yeah.
I'll be back
in July.
I'll see you guys in July.
Whatever.
Well, it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I dare you to stay off of Twitter for a full week.
I'm going
you
to.
You stayed on Twitter for like 5 hours, and it was. How did you feel?
It's wonderful. On but like Twitter is my happy place. Like so that's fine. Like I don't. It's just. It's basically.
He didn't take his phone to the river, and I was like, "Are you?"
And you know what? It was
having a withdrawal.
It was incredible. Like, dude, that's what I'm talking about, Mego. Like, I didn't look at my phone once for 5 hours, and.
Well, you couldn't. So.
My job in the grand scheme of life is very trivial and I get it. I just talk about football, but like you develop this constant sense of like dread about when the next thing is going to happen. You're like, oh man, I really hope Dak doesn't sign his deal while I'm at this movie or while I'm having family time or whatever. And on Saturday when we were at the river, I was like, anything could happen and it wouldn't be my problem. And that is like the best feeling in the world. So I am very much enjoying that right now.
For a little bit longer.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, and you know, I'm going to rest up and I'll be ready to go again in a couple weeks. It'll be great.
Well,
and I'll do Stranger Things next week because I'm going to be done with the boys by like tonight. So
I'm proud of you.
Is that the conch shell that signifies that the show's over?
Yeah, that's me trying to blow on my Dos Equis bottle. Not sponsored, unless they want to sponsor me again. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We really do appreciate you listening in to this wildly inconsequential episode of today's
Hey, you know what? It's late June. There ain't a whole lot else to talk about, so...
Hopefully my boyfriend doesn't break up with me after this episode. He looks mortified in many ways. Oh, look, he's like, don't tell anyone we're dating, please. Maybe I'm single again.
He's gonna make you scrub the last 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I'm not going. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. We really do appreciate you tuning in to our show. We do greatly enjoy communicating and speaking and yelling into the universe about all the really important things like we did today. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or Stitcher. We really do appreciate if you would like, rate, review, and subscribe to this episode and show. Also, come hang out with us on social media. I'm at Kelsey_Charles on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram at Hey Kelsey Charles. And Megan is
at Meg Murray with 4 R's on everything.
Hey, I was going to actually ask you, Dave, are you going to change your Twitter handle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's it going to be?
Probably something boring like my name.
At Hellman Dave.
Are you going to pay the Dave Hellmans to give you your name back?
We have talked about this.
I'm not. I'll find a way to.
Make I bet you could expense that.
I'll add that to the.
Let's send him a cease and desist.
I'm adding that. I don't
get
think.
Get with the Fox Sports people. They could do that.
I'd like to bring the heat. I want to be a little more aggressive in our tactics.
Spicy. Steal your name back.
Let's threaten them.
I don't remotely.
Everyone go at Dave Hellman.
Okay. Let's just blow up at Dave Hellman so he can give the real Dave Hellman
his
freaking name net.
Let's end the show now. Let's not do this anymore.
All right, guys. Well, Dave, why don't you go ahead and tell everyone the words we like to leave
it? Don't let him do that. Don't
let me do it.
Don't.
Okay, fine. Don't say it. Megan,
let me do it.
Meg, please go ahead and say the most important thing we need to leave everyone with.
Dallas forever. Philly for never. Birds are not real. Don't you dare say it, Dave.
Do not even say it. Goodbye.